Jamie and Locker with you here on the Green Zone. Who out there in the wilderness had Pink Pony Club as their top song on Spotify rap? That's what the theme of the show is. Like, who on earth?
Yeah, send us yours.
Yeah, please send us yours. Like, who on earth actually had Pink Pony Club as their number one listened to song?
Get the latest news on your team from the Green Zone.
The Daily Blitz with Brittany Gray.
I thought you were listening to MGK for the last 7 months since the... Or no, it's only been 3 months because they announced it late for the halftime show. But
Pink Pony Club? I listen to a lot of MGK songs, but Chapel Roan, there's only a couple in Pink Pony Club. But this is one of the best songs of the year. Let's be honest. Had a chokehold around a lot of people. It's fun.
Do you have an explanation for that? Like, you weren't like driving to work pumping Chapel Roan Pink Pony
Most
Club.
Days, yes.
You're a lot.
It's a go-to. So it's a great song. Well, it's some easy pop music you can listen to. You can sing along with it.
You can't trust them any. Like, because I was explaining to you
about the Creed phenomenon.
It confuses people.
Doing it out of irony?
This one's not out of irony. It's one of the best pop songs that has been put out there in recent years.
I don't believe them. I don't believe them at all.
I don't believe it.
But I was trying to explain to Jamie the Creed thing with the millennials, and they just ironically started liking it, and then they've revitalized this band that should have gone away as career to the point where they're touring again. It's a joke. It's a joke on society that they all love Creed.
But Pink Pony Club is not it.
The Oilers picked it as a joke.
Yeah. Oh, no, they didn't. I guarantee you those hockey players, they will listen to Pink Pony Club unironically. And I know that because I've grown up with a lot of hockey players, and that is exactly what Regina Pats used to jam to that middle song as their warm-up ahead of the Memorial Cup and stuff. They listen to pop music more than you want to give them credit for.
All right. It's the new age. But Britton is here to talk about Rough Rider football. Two quarterbacks have signed. Didn't have anything. No quarterback signed 2 days ago. Now Trevor Harris on a one-year deal. And, again, just before the show started, Tommy Stevens. Stone cold Tommy Stevens.
Tsunami.
Signed a two-year contract extension. First off, let's start with Trevor. You heard from him on the conference call earlier. What were some of the things, Britton, that stood out to you from what Trevor Harris explained? It was a pretty quick and easy decision to come back for 2026.
Yeah, he was feeling back after Labor Day that he was going to come back for another year, but he says he wants to make the right decision, the rational one, not just let emotion kind of take over and control it. That's why he didn't want to commit right after they won the Grey Cup. When all the parades, everyone's chanting one more year, he didn't want to have the emotion take over for it. But he said his wife sent him a message. She loves it here. She loves being in Saskatchewan. She sees how happy Trevor Harris is right now playing. That played a big role in bringing him back. And then it was another thing. He feels like he can be even better. We talked about how he continues to evolve. He's already working with how can he be better nutritionally? How can he be better with his trainers? Looking at the game film, he believes 2026 could be better than 2025. And we'll just have to wait and see if that's the case.
It is interesting. We were having a conversation in the last hour, Britton, about what it does take for somebody to say, I can't do this anymore. And a lot of it is the off-season stuff, the prep, because it's a lot of work, right, to get yourself ready to play and then to maintain that through the course of a season. And we had Trevor Harris and AJ Ouellette in here shortly after they won the Grey Cup, and they were already putting together their plan for the off-season workouts. Did he talk about what it would take next to what it would be to get to that point where he decided to retire?
No, he didn't bring up what it would need to happen. I think it's just he said it would be his off-season that forces him to retire before what happens in the season. As long as he's playing at a high level, I think it would be very tough for him to walk away. And also, right now, his kids are young enough where they can kind of move and they have friends in different spots. His family is still able to make those sacrifices. Who knows, in 5 years, maybe the kids don't want to continuously move back and forth. They want to have their friends somewhere. We'll wait and see what their family dynamics like. I'm not offering any insight into that, but he didn't say what it's going to take to stop. It's just, as long as he's playing at a high level and the team wants him, I think he'll want to continue playing.
You kind of alluded to the offseason is more demanding on his time and energy almost than the actual in-season stuff. He went through how much what he does in the offseason. Like, and he's already talking to his trainer about, here's the workouts I want to do and this is what I want to get better. He wants to get faster, he did say.
T-Mobile
should talk to Bedard.
Work on his biomechanics.
There you go.
Maybe, potentially. But it's interesting. He's already, though, Britton, started recruiting. Or actually, maybe didn't even need to start. People were just already calling him to ask, what are you doing? Before they sign their own deal, potentially.
Yeah, they were calling him, saying, are you signing Trevor? I need to know. I need to figure out what I'm doing. That's part of keeping the group together, is having your quarterback in place. These guys will want to come back. But he also said he doesn't have to do a lot of recruiting. Saskatchewan with Corey Mace has become a destination. And I think we heard about that from other free agents who've already come here. They saw what they were building in Saskatchewan. They liked the foundation that was getting built. They could see the family atmosphere on the game tape, and that's bringing people in. It's not a hard sell to convince people, as it maybe would have been to get guys to come to Saskatchewan years ago. Now people want to be here, and now it's a matter of Jeremy O'Day figuring out how much money you give some of these guys and where's the price limit, because some guys are due for a well-deserved raise.
We got a text from Sean from Pilot Butte, and he's messing around with the nickname. Does Tommy Tugboat Stevens, Tsunami, have what it takes to be a starter in the future for the Saskatchewan Roughriders? And that is going to be an interesting question, especially with him being one of the first guys in that quarterback room after Trevor Harris to say, yeah.
And a two-year deal as well.
Yeah.
If you were to ask me right now, I don't see it, and because his throwing ability isn't quite where you would want it for the pro quarterback spot. Now, in saying that, we haven't seen a lot of Tommy Stevens throw the ball or get a lot of time because he's so good at short yardage. People thought Cody Fajardo would just be a short yardage guy. He proved them wrong. Am I saying never? No, but I don't think he's currently the plan to take over for Trevor Harris.
Interesting conversation around his contract as well today. Didn't really disclose if he took a hometown discount. He wanted to be paid what he thought he deserved to be paid. So that was part of the conversation. But it also went to guys like Sam Emilis and the reality of winning a championship. And I'm just going to play what Trevor Harris had to say with some of the money that's already been thrown around this offseason.
Obviously, Sam Emilis deserves a very, very big payday. He's an outstanding football player, and he's going to be a Hall of Famer. I truly believe he's going to be a Hall of Famer, and so he deserves to be paid and compensated. But it's one of those things where you just hope that the salary cap does go up so that guys can get their fair share, because we've got other guys, other receivers and O-linemen and defensive players that deserve a raise too. And so it's obviously one of those things where it's tough because not everybody can get a raise of what they deserve. And that's why you see people going in different directions. So hopefully there's not a bunch of that, but I know that sort of when you get guys getting paid a lot of money, you get guys in that upper tier, it kind of squeezes others. And so that's the unfortunate thing, but the fortunate thing is these guys are getting what they deserve. Like Keon Hatcher going for $1,700, you know, he had a tremendous year and he deserves to get paid.
It's the reality of it. These guys, they can't give raises to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
The Riders will lose a few, and it's not that they didn't want them back.
Yeah.
It's just,
and that's the game you play for the management side of things, right? You've got to make this thing work, and you got to live within what it is that you have in front of you to put together a team, right? And sometimes that's going to be the tough part for Jeremy O'Day and Craig Reynolds, right? Putting together this roster with,
yeah,
because when you win,
and pay me, they have nine all-stars.
Well, and you got other teams that are going to be knocking on the door, so you're going to either have to match or let these guys go too, right?
So it's going to be an interesting offseason. As we discussed on the Blitz podcast,
Canada's fastest growing CFL podcast, ladies and gentlemen, get it where you get your fine podcasts today.
it's going to be, there's going to be tough decisions, not only from the team, but there are going to be players who make very difficult decisions wanting to come back, but going, man, I can't give up this paycheck with a different team. Right, Britton?
Absolutely. It's going to be, as you mentioned, interesting. A lot of decisions have to be made. But credit to Jeremy O'Day, the depth that he was able to bring in, we saw it this season. Guys all of a sudden were able to get in there due to injury, and sometimes that's how it happens, and show they can play in the CFL. They've re-signed Darius Washington already, who had to come in along the offensive line. Sheldrick Redwine and Benny Sapp kind of proved they could play. Antoine Brooks Jr. came in and took a starting spot. So it feels like, yes, you have to make some tough decisions, but they do have the depth there in case guys do decide to go somewhere else.
CFL drops the schedules on Tuesday, Britton Gray. And do you think we're going to hear some bigger names before Tuesday? We're going to get more announcements?
Oh, by the Riders? I think so. I would imagine one might happen during the schedule release. They might decide to pair it with that. It's around Christmas. They always like to do it because, hey, it's get those season tickets for the Christmas gift. Hey, look who's coming back. Trevor Harris. Sam Emelis, AJ Ouellette. I imagine we'll hear that more and more. After you get into January, that's where you start. If you haven't heard some of these names, you start to get a little, okay, maybe these guys will see what's happening. And of course, there's always guys who go to the negotiation window there, hear what other teams have to offer, and then ultimately can decide to come back or not.
That's a good point, right? Because if you're going to the store to purchase a jersey
or a championship t-shirt and a hat,
yeah, and you want a number 45, do you want to make sure that number 45 AJ Ouellette is coming back for another year? Yeah.
I have a personal rule on jerseys.
Okay.
Only get legends. Don't go. You might be disappointed with new. That's all I'm saying. In the world, and that's any sport, with the world of free agency and trades and all that, go with the guy, go with a Gretzky and a Messier and all those things for the Oilers. For the Rough Riders, go with Reed, Lancaster, Mikowski, you know, Durant, Dressler, those things. Putting your money on like a Ouellette and then he's gone in the offseason.
What are you saying? What do you do?
No, that's my it's my philosophy. It's my own philosophy.
Can you believe he just did that?
What? It's just reality of sports now, especially in the CFL.
AJ's coming back. Stop. Don't.
I can't guarantee anything now. Now that Trevor Harris is back, everything's up in the air on who's going to be able, who they're going to afford, where their priority is going to be. And all that stuff. Jamie Locker, Britton here on the Green Zone. I'm dealing with two Grinches today. Friday face-off coming up. Britton and Locker were annoyed.
We're not Grinches.
Yes, you are. You were both annoyed today that the newsroom decorated the newsroom today.
You weren't?
No. It's Christmas season. It's 20 days away. Well, we're within 3 weeks.
Exactly. Season starts in 15 days.
No.
So.
The 20th?
Yeah. About then.
Friday face-off. It was today too early to decorate the office for Christmas. Yes. 1-877-332-8255. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Time now for the Green Zone 1 Minute Drill, the latest in sports. The World Cup draw was held earlier today. We now know Canada will start the tournament against a team from Europe. We don't quite know what team it is yet because one of the play-in tournaments was drawn for playoff A. That's Italy, Wales, Bosnia-Herzegovina, Northern Ireland. One of those teams will be Canada's first game June 12th in Toronto. June 18th, they'll take on Qatar in Vancouver. And then June 24th, it'll be Switzerland was the other team in Group B.
Surprising Italy didn't qualify outright.
They're the 12th ranked team in the world. They have been a little bit struggling a little bit. So we'll see how that goes. In the WHL tonight, PA Raiders in Calgary against the Hitmen. The Moose Jaw Warriors at home against Medicine Hat. The Pats have the Brandon Wheat Kings at the Brandt Center tonight. The Saskatchewan Rush, they have their first game of the year tomorrow. SaskTel Center, they're opening up against the Calgary Roughnecks. And also in the world of sports, there is some NHL action. The Winnipeg Jets are back in Winnipeg. They take on the Buffalo Sabres, who beat them 5-1 the other night. Meanwhile, the Canucks take on Utah, and the Canucks.
Well, the Mammoth are not they're not a slouch team right now. They're they're rolling over people.
Vancouver is terrible. Coming up next, Friday face-off. Was today too early to decorate for Christmas? I say not at all. Locker in Britain. The Grinch and Scrooge.
I have a reason.
There is no reason. You're the Grinch.
Doing math up the top of this discussion.
Oh, goody. Locker doing math. That's always fun. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 golden toques, 4 pounds of back bacon, 3 French toasts, 2 turtlenecks, and a beer in a tree.
Okay. Merry Christmas, everybody. Christmas, my true love gave to me 3 more Fridays, 20 days to go. Christmas season is here, unless you're Britton Gray in Locker. Bah humbug all over the place today.
So
Sarah Mills, Abby, they got the Christmas music pumping. They're putting up the Christmas bells and the bows and everything else in the newsroom, getting everything festive for the Christmas season, which I would say has begun.
So here's my thing with Christmas.
You hate it.
No, I do not hate. When I was younger, my mother ruined most holidays for me. And
don't project this on the rest of us that we can't have fun and be festive on the 5th of December.
Hold on. Let me get into it here. Then I met my beautiful wife. She loves Christmas. And I was hanging on to my hatred for said holiday season. And then we had kids. And then I was like, oh, okay. This is awesome. Then I got into Christmas. Okay. But my stress revolving around Christmas has to do with my lack of ability to purchase gifts and things for my children and my family that they love. So I stress out about Christmas.
Hear Christmas music, yes, you get anxiety.
I get anxious because I want them. I don't like getting gifts and I hate giving gifts. And I, more than anything, I hate the disappointment of not getting somebody something that they want. Right?
Yeah.
So that is part of my stress revolving around Christmas. So when it's December 5th.
But didn't it make you feel good today watching Sarah and Abby? They had smiles on their faces. They're going around.
No.
They're putting up the fake snow stuff, and the Christmas spirit was alive and well. And then Sarah had to stress over the World Cup draw like an hour after that.
All I'm thinking about is, I got to get to the store to buy this.
So
lineups,
Locker in Britain,
stress.
Say it's too early to celebrate Christmas. December 5th is too early.
Once Christmas comes and the family shows up and I can have an eggnog. And
you can have eggnog. I'll then get you eggnog on Monday.
I'm okay with listening to Christmas music, but not before.
I'll even bring in rye if you want rum.
Here's the other thing. For whatever reason, when you got to take 2 weeks off around the Christmas time, right? It's so like you got to do 2 months of work to get ready to go all away for 2 weeks.
1-877-332-8255. What was today too early to?
Yes.
Set up Christmas?
Let's get ready to rumble!
Ready for this. Going head to head.
Those guys, 5 minutes each for fighting!
Whose side are you on? This is Face Off.
It's a Friday. It's a festive Friday face off for one of us. Grinch number one over here is saying, too early. We don't need the Christmas festive season. You're stressing me out. We had the Christmas tree up already. My daughter's playing Christmas music every morning. She grabs my, she controls the thing in the car. I forget what it's, what is it called? CarPlay or whatever, and throws on the Christmas tunes on the way to school. 1-877-332-8255. Was today too early for the Christmas decorations to go up in the office? Is it too early to play Christmas songs? 1-877-332-8255. You either say, yes, too early, right on, Locker. Or you're saying, no, what do you have some fun. Bring some joy to your life. Jonathan, what say you? Is Christmas too early already? December 5th, too early or not?
No. No, actually, my house, we're late already. It's usually up right after December 1st. My younger boy is December 1, so his birthday is December 1st, pardon me. So we kind of make sure that we celebrate his birthday before we cut and paste from his birthday to Christmas. But our house is, we're late. We're very, very late right now.
So it's not up yet?
No, it's not up.
But it's but you think it should be up?
Oh, most definitely.
Okay.
December, right. It should be up.
December is the start date for Jonathan and Warman. 187, well, his birth, December 1st, celebrate the son's birthday. December 2nd, let's go with Christmas.
Here's another thing, too. Eggnog. I've got maybe 4 or 5 days of eggnog in me. I can't go home every night and drink eggnog.
I have no days of eggnog in me, really. Yeah, I bought some last year. I bought a bad batch, and then I bought a good batch, and I was like, okay, it was two different companies, and I was like, okay, I can get behind.
Like 2 days, 3 days, eggnog, and then I'm like, okay, I'm good. And then the bottle of spiced rum goes back in the cabinet, and it comes out again a year later.
1-877-332-8255. Too early?
Like, I can't go home tonight and, like, have an eggnog.
Is your Christmas tree up at home?
Do you think I have any say in what happens at home?
So, yes. It is?
Yes. Everything's up. I've been hauling bins out of the garage for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's
I get no say in that.
That's the fun trips back and forth up the stairs.
Yeah.
The tree and the bin one and bin two and bin I think we have three. We have the Christmas tree decorations.
Reefs,
we have the
bins,
lights.
Tree have, bins and decoration bins.
Hank from Regina, Locker is so wrong. I hope I read that correctly. Nope, he is not correct. I'm with Jamie for the first time, says Hank. Well, I'm glad we got... Hey, Hank, welcome aboard.
Neil's got
glad to be here with you.
Rule where anything after Remembrance Day is
fair game. See, that's too far in advance. November 12th is too far in advance. I used to be the December 1st person. I've lost that fight at home. I was like, December 1st, we're around December 1st, but sometimes it's usually the weekend after I get home from Grey Cup.
You start pulling stuff out?
Yeah. So in 2027,
do you take
Grey Cup's lights, November 7th?
Do you take the lights off the house?
Well, we needed new eaves because of hail damage. So the lights never got, they got destroyed and I didn't buy new ones. So
okay. All right.
It's a little dark outside the Nye household right now, but inside it's Christmas. 1-877-332-8255. Now, what do you got, Jamie? It's simple. I'll buy Locker Hallmark movies. We all love those, but he also no, it's not too early to put up the Christmas decorations. That's from Dave. Hallmark movies are terrible, terrible productions.
Do you have a Christmas movie, a go-to? Our family, it's the family stone. We all watch that one every year.
It's Home Alone.
Home Alone, yeah, that's a good one, too.
Home Alone 1 and Home Alone 2. There should have never been any ones after that. We watched the traditional Grinch, although the boy really likes the new one. Who voices that one again?
There's
Pharrell.
There's a new Grinch? I didn't know this.
Yeah, the newer one.
Jim Carrey?
No, not Jim Carrey. He hates the Jim Carrey one. It's the new animated one. I think it's Pharrell who voices it.
Okay, I didn't know about this one.
It's a cute show. There's a lot of cute moments in it. It's longer, of course, than the half an hour special.
So are you watching Christmas movies already, too?
Yes.
Oh, really? Okay.
Oh, Charlie Brown Christmas. Got to really? Throw that in. The Garfield one. Oh,
yeah,
my
no,
goodness.
No, it's too early.
Who nearly cries at the end of the Garfield Christmas with the grandma? Oh, my goodness.
I need to be off work. I need to be, like, unplugged. I'm in work mode. Then I can wrap my head around Christmas.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
The Garfield Christmas?
No.
Oh, my goodness, Locker.
You're watching Christmas movies?
1-877-332-8255.
I can't believe there's more people not on my side on this.
Matt in Warman.
So by the time Christmas rolls
around,
you
guys had your Christmas party last weekend.
But we have no say in that.
Was that too early for a Christmas party?
Yes! Yes, it was!
You have to go to two of them this year. I guess that's not a bad thing, but
if the roads are bad, I'm not going up there. But
last year was a
rough.
Wow. 1-877-332.
But it was a rough drive home.
5-5.
Took us about 4 hours to get home from Saskatoon.
For the faith community, yes, the first Advent was this past Sunday, November 30th. Happy holiday music is annoying. Christmas music is amazing. Although they have a different opinion about Halloween. September 30th is too early for the Halloween decorations. That's true. Halloween is like a week. It should be a week thing,
yeah,
not a month thing.
Yeah. I think most people are on board on that, right? You get ready that week leading up to the trick-or-treat day, and then, yeah. But Christmas, there seems to be a lot of,
yeah. It's very festive. Oh, by the way, a lot of the lights are up already. The Allen family lights are up in the Northwest in Regina.
Okay.
Check out the show. Chris, what do you think? Is it too early to decorate the office and listen to Christmas tunes at December the 5th?
Not even a little bit, boys. First of all, you guys are absolute beauticians. Love ya. Second of all, my wife has 17 Christmas bins. Absolutely insane. And my in-laws have a 14-foot Christmas tree that they start putting up at the end of October. So we don't turn our lights on until December 1st, but we're ready to rock like 2 or 3 days after Remembrance Day every year, boys.
14. Do you have them all? Like what? 14 bins. So lights, decoration, like outdoor ornaments and stuff too, Chris? What do you got?
Oh yeah, Christmas stuff everywhere. You got kitchenware. You got stuff to serve. I love it. It's like Christmas. Like love in our house.
Were you born into this, or was this something you got thrust into?
Oh, I married into this.
Okay, yeah. Okay. All right. So absolutely. Your upbringing, it wasn't like this, Chris, and then you kind of wormed your way into it.
Well, we used to do big thing up in Saskatoon. There used to be a big light tour, which they still did that stuff. So our whole street was big on the light tour when I was growing up. So outside lights, yeah, but inside we just put up a tree. But, yeah, wife's all about it. Family's all about it.
That's awesome.
Someone texted this in, and I'm glad they texted this in. After what we went through a few years ago, I've been a lot more, and I am the same person. The lockdown, all that stuff, I used to be December, and now it's just like, you know what? If you're having fun, let's have some bleeping fun. Because those 2 years sucked you know what. And it's like, let's have as much fun as possible right now. That's where I'm at as well.
This guy's on my side, or woman. We don't have a name on it. December 15th.
The earliest.
I looked at the calendar. I'm like, December 15th.
That's Britain's cell number. 1-877-332-82.
Is it?
No, it's not. I was just kidding.
I don't think it is.
Locker almost believed me.
It does smell a little like something. We forgot to give Britton his award, too, by the way. Best kept beard in Rolko.
Oh!
Yeah.
Another made-up award given out
Ladies
today.
Ladies and gentlemen, congratulations. If you see Britton on the streets, make sure you congratulate him.
We'll
be getting a plaque.
Locker, you're losing. You're losing the Friday.
I didn't expect to win this one, but I understand everybody's need for a little festive cheer around this time. And if it, I'm not going to get in the way of your, I didn't, you asked me what I thought. I didn't get up and make a scene when they were decorating the office.
I could see you like, when Sarah hit play and Mariah Carey came on, I saw that your eyes started twitching.
Oh, I don't like Christmas music.
1-877-332-8255. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. I'm glad to hear we can play, it's been approved by Saskatchewan. Christmas music starts now here on the Green Zone, all the way up until December. One of the greats, Bing Crosby, here on the Green Zone. 1-877-332-8255. Of course, Jason in Saskatoon wants us to talk about more important things.
So he's on my side. I'll take that as a vote for...
He wants to hear about Stone Cold Tommy Tsunami Stevens.
Tugboat.
Stone Cold Tommy Tugboat Tsunami Stevens has signed a two-year extension with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders a day after QB1 Trevor Harris signed a one-year extension. Also, in the world of hockey tonight, the Vancouver Canucks take on Utah. The Canucks are terrible right now. The Winnipeg Jets are struggling along. They take on Buffalo at home. They lost in Buffalo on Monday. The Jets have actually lost four of their five games on a recent road trip. And it was the World Cup draw today. Canada will have Switzerland, Qatar, and a European team that will be decided in March, likely going to be Italy, but you never know if Wales or Northern Ireland or Bosnia and Herzegovina pull off an upset in that play-in qualifying round. And to tell you more about if Canada's in the group of death, soccer super fan, freelance writer, if you're in the soccer community, football community here in Saskatchewan, you know the name Lee Cormish. He joins us next from Washington. He was there today for the draw. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.